Tech titan Microsoft partnered extensively with USAID on Third World Internet projects. By Lucas Nolan on February 28, 2025. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, became the most visible symbol of government waste and ideological partisanship after DOGE exposed the vast sums it spent around the world promoting a variety of leftist causes, including online censorship. What is less well known is the now shuttered agency's work with big tech companies, notably Microsoft. In 2023, Microsoft partnered with Internews, a USAID-funded global slush fund for journalists, to create the Media Viability Accelerator, MVA. The MVA sought to combine Microsoft's tech resources with Internews' global network of ideologically aligned journalists, allowing newsrooms to access market insights, data aggregation, analysis and visualization from Microsoft to support their efforts. Microsoft and USAID also partnered on the progressive cause of women's empowerment. A program called the Women's Digital Inclusion Partnership saw Microsoft working with USAID to increase internet coverage for women in the Third World. The program aimed to increase internet connectivity for women in rural areas of Colombia, Ghana, Guatemala, India, and Kenya. It's unclear if this USAID-backed program was any more successful than the U.S. government's domestic rural internet program, which according to analysts resulted in $42.5 billion in expenditure while connecting zero citizens. Another USAID-Microsoft partnership on internet connectivity was the Airband Initiative, which aims to expand internet access around the world. The partnership brought together local coalitions of government agencies, nonprofits, and private sector companies to build digital infrastructure and provide digital skills training. The program aimed to expand internet access to 250 million people by the end of 2025, including 100 million people in Africa. Finally, in collaboration with the global consultancy Resonance, a USAID-Microsoft partnership worked with local internet service providers in Africa to improve the connectivity of local institutions. At least one local ISP, Ecovolt, claims the program was a success. While not all of these initiatives have the hallmarks of political bias or an ideological agenda, they illustrate how the U.S. government under the Biden administration relied on big tech companies to help build up its influence abroad. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.